Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
A somber and respectful Memorial Day weekend greeting from Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of May 24th and 25th, the unofficial kickoff of summer. I get that. The barbecues, the parties, the clam bakes, whatever. I get that. All enjoy that. The fishing, despite the nor'easter earlier in the week, midweek, whatever. It's wide open. The weather's going to be okay. And summer season, informally, is here. You have to enjoy. By the way, the crabbing is really taking off. But just in the back of your mind, bring it to the fore for just a minute or so. Remember what this holiday is about, okay? Those who made the ultimate sacrifice so you can enjoy what we have today in what I still consider the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. They made the ultimate sacrifice so we can enjoy what we have. Okay? Just keep that in mind. Okay, coming up, we're talking post-spawn bass fishing techniques. After that, we have, oh, man, we have some great sea bass and fluke recipes. And we're going to wrap it up with, hey, man, the statewide youth fishing challenge, the 10th annual. So grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Remember what this holiday is about. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The Ashley Memorial Day sale is going on now. Save $100 for every $1,000 you spend, plus amazing savings on beautiful outdoor furniture. Take advantage of 60-month special financing. Get your Ashley furniture delivered locally free of charge. Get a free Blackstone griddle or DeLonghi espresso machine with qualifying purchase. Save big on top brand mattresses and get free local delivery, setup, and removal. The special Memorial Day savings are going on now. Ashley, South Jersey, and Philadelphia. Financing with approved credit. Minimum purchase required. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Once again, we're joined by our good friend Scott Spencer of Batteries Plus in Northfield and Mount Laurel. Scott, I know you can't wait to make this announcement, so take it away.
Batteries Plus has always been known for providing excellent sales and service to South Jersey. We're proud to announce our technology service centers are now 100% Apple and Samsung certified. Attaining these rigorous certifications with our technology partners is just another example of how we continue to deliver on our commitment to quality and our customers.
Can you explain what the certifications mean to your customers?
Having a Samsung and Apple certification, it's the training, it's the hours of support, it's the equipment that we're using, it's the software to check and double check to make sure that your repair is done right the first time, and all the components that we use to repair your phone, we use original Apple and Samsung parts.
Find just about any battery you need and also get your Apple or Samsung phone certified repaired. Scott, now tell us how to find you.
Go to batteriesplus.com, type in your location, and choose Northfield or Mount Laurel.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Are you already doing digital advertising sales? Do you know all about targeted display, social media marketing, the latest in SEM and behavioral targeting? If so, you could be Townsquare Media's new advertising sales star. We're looking for passionate sales professionals to join our media and digital advertising team. If consulting and connecting local businesses with their ideal audience for growth sounds exciting, let's have a conversation about you working for Townsquare Media. The right career choice is all about timing, and right now is the perfect time to join our team as an advertising account executive. Our comp package is amazing, with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, 401k match, and more, along with world-class training and plenty of room for growth. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we want to hear from you. Reach out to Michael Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249, or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Townsquare Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Is your home ready for the summer heat? Now is the perfect time to schedule your spring tune-up. If it's time to replace your old air conditioning system, trust Jenkins, the company local homeowners have relied on for 75 years. Enjoy no interest financing and generous rebates. Plus, check with your local utility company for additional financing and rebate offers. Qualifications may apply. Call them at 609-641-6262 or visit them online at JenkinsandSons.com.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hey, man. Bass on the beds. Pretty good. There's still some around. Still some. But, man, that was some furious fishing there, man. And the thing that, again, there's always the thing, is are you really harming the resource? Get them on the beds, you know, let them go, whatever. I don't know. But now they're off, for the majority of the situations, they are off the beds. Whole different pattern of fishing. Join us online right now. 20-year tournament bass fishing veteran. He's also president and founder of the Kayak Bass Anglers of South Jersey. Lane, I call him Lane the Ever-Ready L. We're going to be talking some off-the-bed, post-spawn bass tactics. Now, add some liquor to this. I sponsored Lane. He's going to be in a rack and fin boat, the first annual. No signage, but hopefully he'll be wearing a hat or the cool shirt I gave him. The first annual Levi Baldwin Memorial Fishing Tournament. It's going to be next week on the 31st. They're on Alloway's Lake, heavily pressured lake. Remember we had the CEO of Ranch Hope and Camp Edge last weekend on Rack and Fin Radio. Really cool guy. He's also assemblyman, Democrat, 3rd District down there in Salem. Great fishing on Alloway, but, man, it is pressured. And you have to be good. And I also, you heard it on the air, check received, cash, whatever, no bouncy, the Lunker Pool. So here you go, Lane Ever-Ready L. You're in the boat, so I'm expecting first place you're going to win $1,000 and a $200 Lunker Prize tournament from Top E, Rack and Fin Radio. No pressure, Lane. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you making out today?
Good. Before we get going, the lovely Michelle Olive and the very cool Ladybug. What's the dealio? They doing good?
They are all doing good. Ladybug is actually right here by my side as usual.
She's one badass boxer, man. She's a brindle. Yeah. She is beautiful, man. And she still puts up with you, Lane, after all these decades. Holy God.
I know. She's 17 years young right now, so she's doing great.
And she's still out on a boat with you?
She still goes out. The weather has to be really nice now for her to go out. Otherwise, she gets a little moody. She gets a little cold or she gets a little hot. So it's got to be perfect for her to go out now.
Hey, I'm the same way. I'm on a boat. It gets gnarly, man. I whine like a gallon of gallo. Okay, let's get to now. Bass on the beds. I had some great luck that mean. I love you. Catch them. A lot of fun. They're off the beds on every seat. It's been a few weeks. Tactics now, they can be, are they really chowing up, you know, getting the food going down? Are they still, their body's still a little messed up? I know the males are guarding the fry, whatever. What's happening?
Now is probably the most fun time you'll have to fish all year long.
More than on the beds, Lane. They did get a little, like, I see him pick up the lizard and go and drop it. Oh, that was frustrating. But we caught a lot of bass. This is even better?
Oh, yeah. The beds are fun. Don't get me wrong. I love fishing spawn and pre-spawn, but post-spawn you got a lot of aggressive fish.
Okay.
Like you said, the males are fry guarding right now, so you can throw anything up there and they're gonna just attack it to protect the youngins. And the females, they're hungry. They haven't really been chowing down for a few weeks, so they're aggressive right now too. And you can kind of fish whatever tactics you like to fish right now. If you like to fish top water, you can get them on top water. If you're a worm guy, you can fish them on a worm. If you like to throw a lizard around beds, you can still catch them on lizards. Whatever you like to throw, you have a chance of catching a bass with the way you want to catch them.
Lane, are the especially the bigger females, are they going to be found out in the deepest part of the venue or what? Are they moving around? They stationary? What's the deal?
They're not going to be moving to their summer depths yet. So they're going to be on, the bigger females are probably going to be on that first break. They're going to move off the beds, go down to that first break. They're going to be in covers such as lay downs and things like that. But they'll still be close to the shoreline. They're not going to be deep yet. That'll come as the water temperatures here in South Jersey start to get, you know, in the 80s and higher. They'll start seeking comfort in that cooler, colder weather water. But right now, you know, the majority of the bass, both male and female, are going to be in your shallower water, say 7 feet and shallower.
Okay, Lane, tight end. By the way, there's that nor'easter, Wednesday night to Thursday and Friday. This is the water. It's prime time now insofar as water temperatures are still cooler, not really going to the deeper areas. This is great.
Yeah, I mean, fishing pre-front can be hit or miss. Sometimes I was on a lake the other day on Monday, right before the storm was coming in, and those bass were lockjaw. They knew something was happening, and they were getting up. You know, water levels are high right now in most of your lakes.
Yep.
And they're, like I said, these bass are really shallow, but they're going up into places that you can't even reach them. They're in the gnarly stuff, up in the weeds and the bushes and the undercuts, and they were just getting themselves hunkered down for what was ever coming, because you could tell they could sense it, because there is hardly a bite going on.
Okay, so what we're figuring now is, the weather's going to turn around. So we'll figure, what, another 2 to 3 weeks before they get set in their summer patterns? Maybe a little longer?
Yeah, like I said, it's going to depend on how hot it gets and how fast it gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
These cool nights this week are going to really chill the water down, and that's going to keep them very active and very shallow once this front passes. And I think the fishing, once this storm passes, this nor'easter passes, is going to be really, really good. I'm excited to get on the water and see what's going on, but I'm expecting it to be really good.
Okay, Joe's on the Rack and Fin line this morning is Lane L. He is the president and founder of Kayak Bass Anglers of South Jersey, 20-year tournament veteran, kayak and power bass boat. And it's, again, the post-spawn patterns. Lane, now you said pretty much anything goes. It'd be the plastics. I know you're a big fan of the Wacky Rig, the Senko. Spinner baits, what weather patterns, sky, what makes you pick a certain bait to use?
You know, it all depends on what the weather is when you're going out there. If it's clear blue skies and a lot of sun, those bass are going to be hunkered in the shade somewhere, whether it be under tree limbs or under docks, in lily pads. So you want to fish baits that can reach the bass in this environment. So, you know, I like skipping a worm or a jig underneath docks. I like throwing a frog around lily pads in the morning and a little bit towards the evening.
Frogs this early? Get
frogs
out!
This
really?
Early.
Oh!
Frogs this early. A friend of mine was destroying them on frogs the other day. Just throwing them around lay down. Yep.
I always figured out like starting mid July, late June, early July, and then right through the summer when all the pads are thick. But wow, now I didn't even think of it, man.
Yeah, no, they're starting to hit top water around those lily pads already. Like I said, the wonderful thing about this time of year is whatever your favorite bait is, you have a possibility of catching some really good fish right now.
Lane, we were using the Berkley Power Bait Gilly. It's a little like bluegill imitation. I'm trying to get Johnny Proc now. He was on a few weeks ago from Berkley, the R&D guy, been a gulp and the power baits and whatever. To talk about this gilly, like, and what do you figure? When you start a pond, you stock with bluegills and bass. Bluegills are the number one forage in most places, and people don't realize they are notorious egg eaters. And when you get the big ones, they'll go after the fry. Laney's bass were apoplectic when that thing showed up. It was crazy.
That gilly is a wonderful bait. Like you said, it imitates a panfish perfectly, and you throw it around the beds or the even the evacuated beds, because the bass will still hang around looking for something to munch on, and man, they see one of those things as an invader, they just want to kill it. They just want to eat it.
Playing with the chatterbait craze and whatever going on, the technology, whatever. What I don't see, you see them online, you know, you go to Amazon, whatever. But I used to be a huge fan of these through the 90s, but you don't really seem to see, maybe perhaps I'm looking in the wrong place, buzz baits. Are they like going away? Are they bass fishing dinosaurs? I mean, with all the other options now?
You know, I love the fact that a lot of people don't throw the buzzbait that often, because I do throw the buzzbait a lot. And, man, the biggest fish I've caught in the last few years have all been caught on a buzzbait.
Wow.
Yeah, it's still a great bait. It you can work it in calm water. You can work it in, you know, choppy water.
Mm-hmm.
It calls attention to what's ever around, and it gets bit. It still gets bit. It's not a dinosaur. It's one of my favorite baits that I'd love to throw.
Yeah, Lane, I've seen them with call them wings, three wings and four wings. Any particular? Do you one make more noise than the other? More disturbance, I guess.
You know, I just like a good old two wing
two okay
buzz bait. As long as it has a good squeal to it, sometimes you have to break them in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There are some, you know, secrets to scratching up the sides and stuff to make them squeal a little better. But,
I hope you're using that in Alloways next week. Okay.
yeah, there's a good chance that'll be tied on somewhere. I like to throw it, again, early in the morning. I like to throw it in shade, and I only use two colors. I use white and black. I don't worry about too much. You know, going into a bunch of different colors with the buzz bait. It's moving pretty fast on the top. It's causing a distraction. And I just believe that, you know, they just see that movement and they think it's either a frog or a small snake or a mouse or something. And they just see something moving on the top and they just want to crush it.
Lane, jigs still on the roster this time of year?
Jigs are always on the roster. I mean, you know, jigs are super versatile.
Mm-hmm.
You can skip them under docks and then around laydowns right now. You can bust through lily pads with jigs. You can use a swim jig, make it look like a herring or a bluegill. So jigs are very, very versatile and important almost any time of year. There's always a reason to throw a jig.
Lane, the importance, again, the jig covered up, but the importance of a trailer, the right trailer for the jig. Your choices?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the, what's it called? The Guggen Bandito Bug.
Mm-hmm.
I love throwing that on the back of my jigs. I feel it gives it a good fall. The appendages are really good on that.
I heard that, yeah.
Soft bait. It's a fairly soft bait, so I think the hook goes through them really easy and doesn't get in the way and block any hook sets. So I'm a fan of the Guggen Bandito bait. The Berkley Pit Boss is another great trailer I like to use. And if I'm using it on a swim jig or a chatterbait, then I'm throwing something with a paddle tail on there.
There you go. Lanell, thanks for the insight here. You can stop by Alloway's Lake. The launch is going to be, it starts at 6, I guess. The launch is going to be before that. The first annual Levi Baldwin Memorial Tournament Ranch, sponsored by Ranch Hope on Alloway Lake. As Lane, you got 1920 the best bass guys in South Jersey. I say there, it's a full field, man.
I love it. You know, I love competing. This is what I really enjoy doing. Alloway is one of my favorite lakes all time. I've had some.
That's why I put your name on a check, man. Come on.
I don't want to jinx myself because I've had some good success there.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully if things work out during the tournament, maybe I can get us some money. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to try.
Lane Everettiel, I expect no less. You are the best. Thanks for joining us. By the way, I already have you penned in for a hot frog period for sometime in July. You up for it?
Oh, yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, we're going to have to, hit one of the lakes and do some pre-show, you know, conversation here and see what's what. And watch how I don't catch fish on frogs.
I'll make sure I have the coffee and the Red Bull ready to go.
Lane, you're the man. We'll see you soon. Best of Michelle Olive and Ladybug.
Thank you, Tom P. Always a pleasure.
See you next week.
All righty.
Yep. Long Island side. But the guy's a great fish. Just a great all-around guy, man. Some of these bass guys, head cases. I don't know. This lane is just on an even keel. It's going to be a great event next week. Looking forward to it. Ranch Hope. We had the CEO on last week. Just an incredible organization for what it does. It's just the all about community. Okay, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Hey, what do we have? We're talking. Oh, we got some sea bass, a sea bass and a fluke recipe coming up. Uh-oh. Hang on. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. New York State wants to track your firearms purchases. You'll have to decide if you'd use a credit or debit card now. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York State, signed three bills into law recently, all having to do with firearms and Second Amendment activities of New Yorkers. But one specifically now requires banks to notate if purchases are made at a retailer of firearms or firearms-related products. The new law creates merchant codes, which will be affixed to transaction records for purchases or other activity using cards at such businesses. Hochul and the bill's supporters claim it will help to curb gun violence because it will empower financial institutions to flag suspicious activity. But legal purchases by people passing background checks and having their proper New York State or city permits could potentially be flagged. And the banks remind that merchant codes don't reveal products in a given transaction. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Here we go, look out below, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Next to last weekend in a glorious month of May, the weekend of May 24th and 25th. Okay, the June issue of the Fisherman Magazine came out earlier in the week. Come guys, hey, Tom P., that's so world. I said, I don't know, man, talk to the editor. Speaking of the editor, Jim Hutchinson Jr., it's a must read. That's the first thing I go to whenever I get a copy of the Fisherman online, or you know, the once a month I get the printed version. Check it out on page 3 in a local section. This is pure Hutch. Wind, foxes, and then in sort of italics, and rats. Okay, wind, foxes, and rats. I'll leave that to your imagination, but one thing, it has to do with the wind farms naturally as you read this. Well, Hutch comes from some, Hutch Jr. comes from great antecedents. His dad, Jim Hutchinson Sr., fairly frequent guest on Rack and Fin Radio, and I can track him. Ran into him in a supermarket, I'm going to say where, about a week and a half ago. I said, Hutch, I need you, man. It's my annual, you know, I do this 2 or 3 times a year, some great seafood recipes. Now, Hutch have been outdoor writing, had an outdoor column for 33 years. He had a cooking show on cable from 95 to 2005, Cooking with Hutch. That was a great one. And for 15 years at Southern Regional, he taught a seafood cooking course for 15 years at the adult school. That is amazing. Gracing us today with a recipe for A, summer flounder, a.k.a. fluke, and 2, sea bass, and 3, you don't want to know how incredible his clam stuff is, and the chowders, et cetera, et cetera. Got him in for the fluke and the sea bass. Jim Hutchinson Senior is on the line right now. How you doing, Big Hutch?
I'm doing well, Tom.
It was great to see you at that supermarket. I'm not going to name it, but I said, hey, man, how you doing? He said, Tom, oh, man, that was great. First thing I did was pin him down. You're coming on Rack and Fin. Remember that? The girl behind the seafood counter said, well, man, you jumped on that guy.
I was halfway across the store when I heard you, so...
was that it?
you were at the deli counter, I think.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a seafood. The seafood and deli listeners are right next to each other here, so I had a way over. So, Hutch, real fast, before we get to the meat of the matter, how's your early season been?
Hot and cold. My son took me out up around Manilocan, and we did real well. I came home with a 5-pounder.
Oh, nice.
I've been out a couple times in Great Bay, and I'll use the excuse, the tides and that stuff, but I haven't done real well, all small stuff.
Hey,
but,
Big Hutch.
Encouraged.
Big Hutch, you're a writer. Now, we know in the fishing writing thing, it's never an excuse. It's a reason, okay? I always say it's a reason. Okay, Hutch, let's get to it. Fluke recipe first. What you got?
All right. First of all, I believe in eating the fish when it's fresh.
Yep.
So, you know, when I'm going out fishing, I tell my wife, have a backup plan, but our number one plan is going to be fish. So when I'm eating fluke, I want to have it that first day or the second day if possible.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my mantras has always been KISS, keep it simple, stupid. And I try to let the flavor of the fish shine through. So usually that first day, which isn't really going to be of any help to anybody, is I'd like to take the fillets, especially the smaller ones, and just go through an egg wash and breadcrumbs and deep fry them with some tartar sauce and just eat them that way and just let the natural flavor go through.
Now, Hutch, let me interrupt you there. When you say egg wash, breadcrumbs, you're using panko, you're using Italian. I got away, Hutch, myself from, I'm a Ginzo to the end. I'm Italian. I can say that, all right? The Progresso, the heavy seasoned Italian breadcrumbs. I'm a big fan of the panko now, and they have the panko with Italian seasoning, you know, various seasonings. What do you prefer?
I just like what I got something else too. I'll go into that in a second. But an answer to your question, just the plain breadcrumbs. I've gotten into the panko with my crab cakes, and I'm catching the heck out of crabs this year, by the way.
But oh, man, they jumped on early, haven't they? I didn't mention the crab cakes, people, because I'm a selfish bastard, okay? Hutch's crab cakes are without peer. Okay, go ahead, Hutch.
What we have started, well, it's not just started, it's been a long time, is this seafood coating called Drake's.
Ooh.
And
I'm writing that down, Hutch. I'm writing that down. Yeah, Drake's.
And the thing, Drake's Crispy Fry Mix. Now, a long time ago, my wife and I chartered a fishing captain in Pine Island, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we caught a bunch of sheep's head and other small fish. And he recommended this Drake's. Drake's is a coating. It's originally designed to be a batter. But he said, don't use it for the batter. Use it for the dry mix. Will you just take the fish fillets and rub it in that dry mix, which is kind of a flour type thing.
So no egg just, or anything, Hutch? Just right to the right.
Nope,
to the,
just right to the, in okay. there, and then pan fry them. Now you asked me to do something on sea bass, so I'm jumping out of place here a little bit. But that's how I love to have the small sea bass fillets,
mm-hmm.
and just coat them with that Drake's. Now, it's been a pain in the neck trying to find Drake's lately. So what I've done is go on Amazon, and we get a 3-pack.
Amazon,
but that Drake's is good stuff. Really is.
Big Hutch, is it? Do they have different seasonings to it, or is it?
There's a little bit of seasoning in there. Nothing that I can pick out, especially. But it's just really great for those when all you're doing is just having the fish fillets, and usually we just pan fry them up. And if the fish is a little bit bigger, we'll go with the fish nuggets.
Okay.
And,
now, predicated on the thickness of the fluke fillet, how long are you frying? And again, frying it in what? What kind of oil, butter? What's the dealio?
If I pan fry it, it'll usually be canola oil.
Okay.
I just like some kind of oil that has a high temperature so that it doesn't burn.
Yeah, and, listen, it was olive oil. Forget the olive oil, man. That smokes up the house.
Yeah, it adds for my taste, it adds a flavor.
Uh-huh.
Peanut oil is supposed to be better, but that's pricey. So I stick with the canola oil.
Now, Hutch, again, on the thickness, how long before it's flipped? And it's flipped once, correct? That's it?
Yeah, just once. And it's really not much. I'll just kind of lift it up and peek at the bottom if it's pan frying, and just check. If I'm deep frying, we have one of those big, almost commercial style deep fryers, and we dip it in there. Oh. Total cooking time about 2.5-3 minutes.
Beautiful. Okay, now, Hutch, what are we having with this delectable fried flounder? Give us a side and a beverage. Go.
Usually we'll whip up some kind of, my wife will get one of those packages of flavored rice. And then at this time of the year, some good Jersey asparagus.
Oh, yeah.
Or perhaps broccoli, some kind of green things, so you got you match out those colors.
Now, go ahead.
I had told you that I like things simple, but I got to run one recipe by you that it would just have you doing cartwheels. I picked this out of a cookbook a long time ago, and it's called Myrtle Beach Flounder and Wine. Ooh. And it's really relatively simple. And I like this for the fluke fillets. When you get a fillet from fish that are like over 22, 23 inches, they start getting a little thick. And so I'll take a couple of those, put them in a casserole dish, salt and pepper them. Now, here's the thing you're going to love is this is a dish for July 15th. You get a couple Jersey tomatoes, juicy, just bright red tomatoes. Put them all, cover the top of the fluke fillets with these tomatoes and a lot of salt and pepper. All right. Here's the only part that really involves a little bit of cooking knowledge is make a white sauce and melt a couple tablespoons of butter, stir in some flour, 2 tablespoons of flour, half a cup of milk, and just keep stirring it till you have a nice thick sauce. Add a third of a cup of white wine. So you got flour and butter. Then you mix in the milk, mix in the wine, and then a half a teaspoon of cut up basil.
Right? Oh, fresh basil, man. Fresh basil. You can't, the Bosnian Gaul, Hutch, you can't beat it.
Just go crazy. And then you just pour that sauce, white sauce with wine and basil. And if you can't, if you don't, I grow my own basil, but you can buy some of the dried basil, and then just pour that all over the top of these fluke and tomato fillets and bake it in 350 degrees for about a half an hour. It'll start to bubble. And I usually take a fork and stick it in the fluke to make sure it flakes, to make sure it's done.
Okay, Hutch. So I'll be bringing the dessert, that thing. I have your address. No, I'm sorry.
It's just unbelievable. With those tomatoes and that and Jersey fluke and basil, it'll knock your socks off.
In fact, listen, again, as Hutch says, don't even wear socks when you try this, because they'll just get knocked right off. Well, Hutch, let's get to the biscuits, man, as Hutch Jr. calls them, the sea bass. Go.
All right. I got a recipe for them that's just top-notch, too. As I said, that first day when I bring home some sea bass, as soon as I fillet the sea bass up, my wife is grabbing the fillets and putting them in the drakes. So that's just a known factor the first night. But then the next night, make up these things called fish surprises.
Ooh.
All right. Start out, you get a piece of heavy-duty aluminum foil, and a big one, probably about 2.5-3 feet long. Okay? You stick on top of that fillet, you put on top of the aluminum foil, excuse me, you put about 0.5-pound fillet on there. Then you go and decide what types of vegetables you like, because what you're going to end up doing is steaming this fish. So I like some thin sliced onions, some mushrooms, some tomatoes.
Hutch, interrupt you a second. Vidalia onions or red onions?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Use sweet onions or the regular onions. It really doesn't matter. And then kind of your choice of vegetables. What I'll do, like, especially this is kind of a thing that's a neat thing when you have company, because I'll put out like 4 or 5 of these sheets, depending upon how many people are there. They put their fish on, and then I'll have thinly sliced vegetables, several bowls of them. As I said, there'll be onions, there'll be mushrooms, there'll be green pepper, definitely tomato, maybe some zucchini. And you pick whatever vegetables you want and lay them on top of your fish fillet. All right, and then you sprinkle it with salt and pepper. I'll have some other things out, maybe some oregano, some basil, certainly some garlic powder.
Damn, Hutch, you're killing me, man.
Put that on top. This is simple.
I'm saying this is really easy. I'm sweating,
okay?
Man. This is great.
All right, then you kind of curl the edges up so nothing's going to run out, and you want a little bit of liquid in there because you're going to steam this.
Right.
I like a little bit of white wine. You also could put in water if somebody wanted, and then either a couple big pats of butter or some of that butter spray on top. Then fold this up very carefully, and you're trying to fold it up so that it's airtight.
Right. Okay.
If it doesn't make it completely. It's not a big deal. Your oven is set up 350 degrees. 350. Stick that packet in the oven and cook it for 20 minutes. No more. No more. You can also do it on the grill, too, on a low setting. Stick it on the grill, put the cover down, and 20 minutes.
Okay.
And the packet, you sit down at the table, the packet's on your plate. Open it carefully, because sometimes if you've really done a good job of wrapping it, that steam's going to come out. And you got everything right there in front of you in that packet. You got your fish, you got your vegetables. It's all steamed, and that sea bass just is going to melt in your mouth.
Whoa, Hutch, man, my upper lip is sweating. Okay, Hutch, that was, hey, listen to me, Hudson. After I've, this Rack and Fin's been on 22 years, you've been on about 20 years. I think this, and they're all great. Man, you grand slammed it today, Hutch.
You know what I forgot to mention to bring my son into this? When his bachelor party, we chartered the Cal and Ann with Captain Will Hammerstrom out of Barnegat Light.
Will and Gina, and, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yep, Gina. Well, and we hammered the tog, the blackfish that day. So we pulled in the tog, honest to God, and there was somebody else there, was a mate. He filleted it right on the spot, and the fish was still moving, I think. She threw him on the grill and threw him between a couple hamburger rolls. Talk about being good. But anyway, that night, with everybody that was on the fishing trip, we went back to a house that we rented, and I made these fish surprises for everybody.
Wow.
And that was the night of his bachelor party, and that was good. Then when they started breaking out the beers, I went home. So I can't tell you anything about that night.
Well, Big Jim Hutchison, fantastic writer. And Hutchison, again, used to do restaurant reviews for the magazine, The Sandpaper, on LBI. Hutch, great honor having you on Rack and Fin. I see where Hutch gets his talents, man. You've been good. You've been good. Jim, you take care. Have a great season. Hope to see you on the water one of these days.
I'm sure you will.
Now, listen, go to the podcast. The podcast is going to be up sometime this afternoon. I want to review these recipes from the best. From the best. See, he is the best. Hutch, man, in your retirement, you ever think of opening up a restaurant or a little, like, food truck, seafood food truck?
Yeah, you said it. I'm retired. I'm retired.
Jim, you take care, man. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Best to everybody.
Great,
we'll see
talking
you.
To you, Tom.
See you, man.
Bye-bye.
Just an incredible guy. Just an incredible guy. And what, I've had some of his creations make your tongue slap your brains out till you're just a puddle on the patio. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Another prisoner escape in Louisiana Friday. This comes a week after 10 inmates broke out of a jail in New Orleans. Tangia Poho, Paris Sheriff Gerald Sticker urging escapee Trevon Johnson to stop running.
We'll find you. And my best advice to you is to turn yourself in.
Officials say another inmate boosted Johnson over a prison fence. Meanwhile, 5 of 10 prisoners who escaped from New Orleans Parish Prison have been captured. A stabbing at the busy Central Station in the German city of Hamburg Friday left multiple people injured, some of them in life-threatening condition. Police say a female suspect's under arrest. President Trump delivers the commencement address at West Point Military Academy today.
The president last addressed West Point cadets at the institution's 2020 graduation. President Biden addressed the Corps of Cadets last year.
Fox's Jared Halpern reporting from the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. The day began with a shower in spots. Today will be breezy with intervals of clouds and sunshine, reaching a high of 67. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 47. Tomorrow will be breezy and pleasant with partial sunshine and a high of 70. Monday looks pleasant with a blend of sun and clouds with a high of 74. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, we're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of May 24th and 25th. Hey, you're tuned in 5 to 6 a.m. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM, South Jersey's number one rated talk show station. Also, WPG 1450 AM, streaming live in that slot, WPG1450.com. And from 7 to 8 a.m., you're locked in a 50,000 megafar reaching watts of the Rack and Fin Radio message, 97.3 ESPN FM, streaming live, 97.3 ESPN.com. Also, download the WPG Talk Radio app or go to Apple, Spotify, or YouTube or many others to get the Rack and Fin Radio podcast, which are usually going to put up sometime this afternoon and sometime Saturday, usually mid-afternoon, late afternoon. It gets up. Hey, a lot of stuff going on. A great event coming up statewide in 2 weeks, January 7th. By the way, the free fishing day is Saturday, June 7th. No need for a license or trout stand if you're an adult. And carries over to a few waters on June 8th. It is just going to be an absolutely super event. It's the 10th annual, check it out, the 10th annual Youth Fishing Challenge. You have 52 host sites in all 21 counties. I mean, this thing is absolutely going to be super. Joining us online right now, she is a senior biologist of Bureau of Information and Education with Fish and Wildlife. I call her the I&E engine. Great guest on Ragman. Always a pleasure to have Liz Jackson on board. How you doing, Liz?
I'm doing great, Tom. I hope you're doing good, too.
Oh, Mark. I have LJ on the line. Come on. The I&E engine, man. You're my personal locomotive. Let's get to this event, Liz. It's a monster project. 10th annual, though, and 40 youngsters. Kicks ass, man.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it. Like, I really worked really hard this year to make sure that we had every county in New Jersey that there was a site somewhere that people can go and take their families out to go fishing that day. So
and
I'm very proud about that.
Go to njfishandwildlife.com, go into fishing, go in the news section. There's a whole segment on it with contact numbers. You know, so you want to get more involved. It's 2 weeks out, okay? So this gives you time to get involved and find out more about it. In the Rack and Fin Radio listening area, say Atlantic County, there's 3 host sites, Burlington 4, Camden County 2, Cape May 2, Gloucester 1, Monmouth 4, Ocean 4, Salem 2, and Cumberland 1. Now, the ones in Ocean and two of the ones in Salem and Cumberland, that's going to be on the Sunday. If you're going to be adult there and you want to fish, you will need, you know, if you're going to help the kid, once you had to grab that rod, technically you're fishing. You're going to need a license. But the other ones are on the free fishing Saturday. Liz, this is going to be a monster success.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I started working on this November last year, just really reaching out and inviting sites that had participated in the past. So got a really good return feedback, so I'm really excited about that. And hoping that folks that jumped on this year is going to stick around for next year.
Yeah, Liz, it seems to be growing every year. Well, were you involved in this in its genesis? I mean, that's 10 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I got to tell you, I originally had some kooky idea, but, you know, my partner in crime, Alana, she was like, well, why are we going to do this all over the place?
I remember Alana. Day, so. She can stop. I seen her sling some nets with trout in it.
Yep. So, you know, just having it on one day and just making it a big statewide, kids, families, get out. And just go fishing just really made sense, and I'm really very proud of how the program has developed over the last 10 years.
And listen, this covers bucolic, suburban, and urban. Everything is covered. It's absolutely super to get youngsters. And again, the parents or guardians or aunts or adults that want to get involved too and see how important this is, getting the youngsters on the water.
Yes. And it's not just fresh water. There are a couple of saltwater sites too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, it's all about just getting outside, having a great family day, getting the kids hooking fish and getting hooked on fishing.
That's absolutely.
You know, hopefully taking some dinner home, too.
Yeah, joining us online is Liz Jackson, senior biologist, DEP's Fish and Wildlife, the Bureau of Information and Education. She is indeed the I&E engine. That's a Rack and Fin Radio plaudit, by the way. Liz, it grew incrementally. Now, do you see it expanding even more? I mean, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tom, this event really started as a promotional opportunity for the broader Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs program, mm-hmm. where we're establishing youth fishing teams around the state.
And
Fish and Wildlife supports those teams over a number of years until they're self-sufficient, right? So that's kind of how it started, and I'm really hoping that this event is going to really let people know that the program is out there. And, you know, if you want to keep these kids fishing, reach out. There's all this information that all the hosts got to mm-hmm. connect with me. And I'm working on selecting some fall dates for fall training again. And
yeah, but Liz, that's intriguing. Can you go into that for a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Don't you have it over there in Waretown or something?
Well, we did, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm actually trying to find another central location. That Waretown location had some challenges, so
you ain't
trying
kidding.
To find another place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but pretty much we take adults and we meet them Friday evenings. Generally, this experience includes 3 hots and a cot, or maybe like 5 hots and a cot, right? And we engage them in indoor and outdoor activities so that as a youth fishing team, they can actually establish a program where they're meeting with kids.
Nice.
You know, about 18 contact sessions with the same kids, and we're giving them everything they need to make that happen, all of the teaching materials, all the fishing gear and equipment they need. And when people sign on, then they're eligible for, you know, field trips, camp outs, charter boat fishing opportunities and things like that.
Liz, getting all this, you have a lot of tackle and everything involved with that. Are there sponsors per se, or, you know, do you get donations? What's the dealio with that?
Right now we are funded. I mean, the teams, you know, we're a state agency, right?
Right.
So we are, that's kind of a sketchy area looking or directly soliciting for donations, but we're always happy to take fishing and gear donations
mm-hmm.
from folks that want to pass it on. It's definitely on the teams to reach out to their local tackle places if they need other stuff that we might not be able to provide.
Yeah, I know several shops that have been pretty generous and whatever. We're talking to Liz Jackson. It's a 10th annual youth fishing challenge of June 7th and 8th, 2 weeks out. Get involved. It's statewide. You have 52 host sites in 21 counties. Go to njfishandwildlife.com. Go to the fishing link or the news link, whatever. There's all the information there. But Liz, I have two other things there. One last question, though. Again, the past years, it's been 3, 4, 5 years now. Even though it's a youth fishing challenge, the challenge that you see and the parents see, or guardians, adults, whatever, in getting youngsters to go fishing with all the social media things, I see kids walking down on their bicycles, on their phones. What? How is that? I mean, are you seeing the numbers grow? I mean, that's got to be a tough go.
Yeah, it is. You know, what I find funny, and I'm just going to throw my own kids under the bus on this. You know, the kids will kibitz about, oh, you know, my technology and no electricity. But, you know, it's amazing how once you just say, you know, look, get in the car, you know, let's go. And they're out there like they don't even think about it. They're just running amok and running in the grass and, mm-hmm. you know, having a good time and catching fish and finding frogs. And
yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like step over that tech thing, right? And just take them out, and you'll see how they will self-engage. They will.
Liz, one thing, again, very nostalgic with Father's Day coming up. I see one of the sites is the Monty Irvin Orange Park Pond. Liz, just indulge me here. Some leads here. My mom remarried in 68. I always grew up in North Fish Branchwood Park. It was right across the trolley tracks. Married, moved to Orange, 500 South Center Street, garden apartment complex. Right behind us was Orange, a portion of Orange Park. So, of course, I'm running around. I find this pond, right? So I'm a roly-poly mm-hmm. sixth or seventh grader. They had a slanted tree. I was able to clamber up there and hop the fence. Had to walk around because I could never get over the fence. I was so fat. Had my little push-button rod or my spinning rod. Had my I learned from, shout-out to even if still alive, Cookie Green and Bebop. These two guys showed me how to use Arnold brick oven bread because it very dense. It floated, and you stuck a hook in there, and the carp towards Eden would come up to the top. It was better than dry fly fishing for monster trout. It was absolutely amazing. And to make a long story short, shorter, if you will, but no, maybe not. My father, stepfather, he really raised me, Ben Pagliaroli, he went to high school with Monty Irvin in Orange High School. Wow. Monty went on to play pro baseball. He was at my father's wake, very disappointed that Ben didn't follow him in baseball. He was a hell of a baseball player. He opted for basketball and played 3 or 4 years with the Scranton Miners, and semi-pro, whatever, basketball league. But how everything comes around, all these, almost a century later, Liz, it seems, all the way around to that. So I just wish, I wish I was in that area. I'm going to try my damnedest to get back there for that day. Now, I understand you're going to be down this way in Lake Lenape?
Yeah.
In Atlantic County. It's my other area of operation. Yeah. So last year you were up in Sussex. You just like reach into a hat and say which site you're going to, which county. How does that work?
Yeah, it would be easy to, walk across the street to the library and go to that one. But, I have a really tight relationship with our Atlantic County Hooked on Fishing Coalition, as well as creek anglers down there. Mm-hmm. And so it's those two Hooked on Fishing teams that have partnered together to hold this event. And so I was like, you know what, let me come down there. Let me get down there and let's do this big, huge event. And Lake Lenape, it's just a beautiful park.
Oh, yeah.
It's magnificent. So we're really trying to knock this one out. I've been trying to get some educational exhibitors. There's a high school band coming, jazz band coming to play in the music pavilion.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really excited. Yeah. Yeah, you should come. You should come, Tom.
I don't know, man. It's going to be a flip of a coin, Liz. Orange? My old digs or Lake Lenape, half out, not even 25 minutes from here. Liz Jackson, thanks for being a guest on Rock and Fin Radio. Listeners, June 7th or 8th, the Free Fishing Saturday. It's the 10th annual Youth Fishing Challenge, statewide, all 21 counties. 52 sites in the 21 counties. Go to njfishandwildlife.com. Click the freshwater fishing link. All the information is there. Be a part of it. Get the youngsters involved to see these kids light up many for the first time. I don't care if it's a 3-inch sunny or a 20-inch carp or a catfish. These kids really enjoy it. Can change their lives, change their future.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Liz, you take care, man. Well, I'll see you in one. We'll see. Okay, no problem.
Before you go, yeah. My last tag.
Uh-oh.
Pay it forward, folks. Start a youth fishing team today.
One more time, Jackson.
Pay it forward, folks. Start a youth fishing team today.
And you heard that from Fish and Wildlife's I&E engine here on Rack and Fin Radio. Liz, you take care. We'll see you soon.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, the new spotlight on prostate cancer screening after the diagnosis for former President Biden. Also, taking the plunge on buying a condo in this real estate market. Plus, why a certain movie subscription service is worthy of bragging. Searching for a job in the current environment when you're over 50. And a hotel delivers a funny response to a specific guest request. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
And that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weather is straightened out. Listen, you got the sea bass, you got the fluke. You have the stripers, you got bluefish, you have the drum, everything's happening. Get out there, you have the largemouths, you have the pickerel. Just get out on the water and enjoy, because you're not promised tomorrow, as my lovely Dee Marie says. God bless America, God bless our troops, God bless our first responders and law enforcement. And don't forget, June 6th and 7th, the 10th annual Youth Statewide Fishing Challenge. Be a part of it. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio.